Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. As always, I want to thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you being loyal listeners, and we appreciate you supporting our sponsors that are also loyal to us, and especially during these times when there's so many restrictions placed on their businesses, and their hours have been reduced, their capacities have been reduced, and they just need to stay in business. And hopefully it won't last much longer, but right now, please go out and support them, especially now, and help them to keep their doors open. We appreciate that. All right, well, let's talk about what the heck is going on around our country today. There's so much to talk about with all these, well, I guess it depends on your viewpoint as to whether they're peaceful protests or just riots.
Planned or unplanned? Just spur of the moment. Spur of the moment with a bus and with a pile of bricks sitting at the side of the road or pre-delivered.
Absolutely.
And in Lafayette Boulevard, Lafayette Park, there were metal poles and baseball bats staged.
Right. They found a bus coming in that they got a tip on. The bus was loaded with meat cleavers and all kinds of weapons, sticks, and I can't remember the whole list of things, but it was a bus load of stuff being brought in.
Into North Carolina or to Washington, D.C.?
I didn't hear where it was. I just caught part of a news story there. Bob brings up a good point. Are they staged? Are they being financed? Is it a planned event or are they spontaneous? Well, I think some of it may be spontaneous, but it's spontaneous because the example is being set. The stage is being set. The environment is being manipulated to create rage and hatred and division because guess what? Divided we fall. And that's exactly what it's all about, is dividing us. Now, nobody here is going to argue the fact that what happened to Mr. Floyd was an atrocious act, uncalled for, a criminal act, and the officer responsible for it should be held accountable for that. But not to the point of destroying your country, not to the point of burning down your neighborhoods, not to the point of causing serious injury and even death to others. There have been people killed already. A 71-year-old retired sheriff or police officer.
He was a chief.
Yeah, chief.
Chief of police.
There have been shop owners, husbands, and wives brutally beaten with baseball bats and things like that, trying to protect their businesses. That doesn't do anything to help the situation.
It takes a wrong and multiplies it manyfold.
Right.
Well, you know, here at CCTA, we believe that government is instituted to protect our freedoms. And that being the case, I don't understand the reluctance of the governing bodies in these various places for using their what military forces available to them, such as the National Guard. I've spent a lot of years serving in the National Guard, and several times was called out. And I don't understand the reluctance to do that. They should be armed. They should be armed at least with rubber bullets, if not with real bullets. And I've been armed with real bullets a couple of times, but that's in the past. That all changed when Ohio State happened.
All right. Well, let me see if I can shine some light. And this is going to be a lot of my personal opinion, just from my observations and things I've gleaned from different news sources and watching. As Bob mentioned over here, that all of this is a planned and organized event, including the coronavirus. And when it petered out or started petering out and people started wanting to get back to work and regular life. Something else had to happen. Suppose this was an organized event, and who would be responsible for doing that? Naturally, you've got to look not just here in this country, but globally, because there are many enemies of this country that would like to take it down and have been looking for ways to do that. And this shows a sign of weakness for our country and for those to take advantage of it. You have a very important election coming up in November. And one of the major goals is to steal that election, if at all possible, to try to make up for the last election. In other words, they don't want Trump to be reelected. And they're willing to do anything. Now, would you agree with me that we have many corrupt politicians in Washington, D.C.?
Not only in Washington, D.C.,
okay,
in states as well.
Well, you asked why would some of these governors be reluctant to deploy the military? Well, if you are part of the plan of bringing this country down because you are of a socialist leaning, or even communistly, if that's part of your plan, why would you want to bring the military out and do anything?
Good question. Don't have a good answer
for it. All right. Now, I'm not saying that's what's going on. I'm saying it's a possibility, and it's worth looking at. Folks, you need to be aware of the fact that much of the time you're being manipulated, you're being lied to. And right now is a good time to see plenty of examples of that. I'll give you an instance. There was a video today where they showed that this clip is being put out on social media. And it shows a cop pulling a pistol and waving it at the crowd. Mainstream media showed just that portion of it. Oh, this cop has threatened the crowd with waving a pistol. Mayor de Blasio, this was in New York, comes on and says, this video of this cop waving their gun at the crowd, no time is this authorized or should it be allowed. And this cop should lose their badge and everything and their job and be fired immediately for doing that. He went on and on about it. Okay? So then immediately the police union released the whole video. The whole video is they're riding around. There's a number of cops in the intersection. This one female cop is standing there, and this guy runs up behind her and throws a brick and hits her in the back of the head, and she hits the ground. Bam.
Dear heavens.
This other cop pulls her weapon and says, back up, back up, back up, waving her gun. And the crowd backed up. And that's an example, one example.
Yeah. Yeah.
Creative editing, cutting out exactly what's going to support your narrative and putting that all over mainstream media is influencing millions of people out there now to think that all of this is something that really isn't. Mm-hmm. Even Floyd's family is coming out and saying this is not what he would want. Okay. Don't do it. Don't be violent. Don't do this. But the violence is still escalating.
Yeah.
In St. Louis, you had a major shootout. You can hear round after round after round. They're shooting all semi-automatic weapons off all over the place. There's just all kinds of violence going on. And it's intentional, in my opinion. They're trying to bring this country down. They're trying to collapse the economy. Now, is there any history of this going on anywhere else? Yes. Many third world countries have had the same thing, and the same group of people that are financing it and organizing it are the same ones involved here. George Soros and all of his foundations and organizations that he's created for social justice and civil rights and things like that, they have a video, you can see the video of the guys on the street handing out money saying, okay, here, there's tables with this, that, and that on it down there. We've got a pile of bricks down here. We've got this, that. They've got everything set up and staged, and they're paying the people to go in and start the problem. You had where there were no construction zones, no construction going on at all.
Bricks delivered.
Pallets of bricks sitting in the middle of a parking lot on the side of the street. Why? They're there for weapons. Also, water bottles all placed around all over. The only problem is it's not water, it's gasoline.
Are you serious?
Okay.
Yeah.
Serious.
There's a videotape of they're like carrier bags set along sidewalks where the protesters would be for people to grab.
Wow.
It's called a Molotov cocktail.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Now, First Amendment gives us the freedom of speech and the right to protest. Right. Peacefully protest. It doesn't give us the right to go out and kill and maim and destroy and rob. These same people that you're talking about, what's the reluctance to call out the army? They're the same ones that are saying to their police and sheriff's departments, stand down. Let them go into Walmart and walk out with whatever they want to and don't stop them. Stand down. Let them go into the liquor stores and totally empty it out. Stand down. Let them burn down AutoZone and Advanced Auto and stand down.
But, Rick, the point I was trying to make is if they were really there, as they should be, to protect the freedom of the citizens, they wouldn't be behaving that way.
Absolutely, if that's what they were really there for.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, I think we can judge based on their behavior, whether it's a mayor, whether it's a governor, whatever. If they have tried to drag their heels over opening up after we know that COVID-19 is nothing to shut the country down over, if they are failing to restore order when these things happen, they have just announced who and what they are. They're part of the problem. They're part of the ugly underbelly of something absolutely unimaginably evil.
Right. Now, COVID-19, you mentioned that. Just 2 weeks ago, it was atrocious to be called out without a mask on. You couldn't do anything without social distancing or having a mask. Our own governor here in North Carolina, yeah, I think it was yesterday, walking down the streets with the protesters.
No mask.
No mask. Right together. What happened to the COVID-19 threat? Okay.
It was imaginary to begin with. He was faking it. He has caused Charlotte to lose the Republican National Convention, which really means the big bucks. He is a nasty, ugly person.
Well, it's not just him. It's all across the country. The same thing.
But, Rick, they're showing their true colors. We can see all across the country, we can see who the evil ones are.
Well, hopefully people are starting to see. Now, where is all this stuff taking place? Where are the major problems?
Blue states, blue cities.
Blue states, absolutely. Blue states. Liberal governance in those states, or no governance, is basically what it is.
And they've run them to ground. They have
their economies are right.
Exactly.
Their economies are already destroyed, and they're promising more and more. They're giving more and more.
A huge backlog of unfunded liabilities now, and they're layering it on.
And they're the ones that are saying, "Stand down. Let them. It's understandable. They've got 400 years of oppression. Let them go in.
Let them do their Christmas shopping."
Because you know, a 60-inch TV really makes you feel better about Mr. Floyd getting murdered like he did. Okay. Yeah, thank you, Melissa. We need to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and I got a bunch of little snowflakes around here that are just upset that I didn't introduce them. So let me introduce Bob.
Hello.
Griswold. Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Also, Right Wing Granny at rightwinggranny.com. And we have over here Diane Ruffino.
Hello, hello.
She's for loveofgodandcountry.com.
Yes.
Another conservative blog. We have Melissa.
Hello.
And we have Rainer.
Hey.
And we have Hal.
I don't have a blog.
He needs one. He needs one.
So, now that that's over with, everybody feel better?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to get back on my rant, but before I do, I'm going to recognize the fact that Diane had her hand up.
For about 10, 15 minutes. Okay, so going back to talking about, and I think it was Hal and you
Rick. And there's two things going on, clearly, right? There's a protest for George Floyd, right? And that would be more of a peaceful thing, right? It should be peaceful. It should be solemn. You know.
There's nothing wrong with
it
that.
It should be respectful.
They're doing that here in Newbern on the street in Martin Luther King.
But then you have what I call the agitators, the ones that are taking advantage. Like, you know, it's a crisis. Let's not let it go to waste. Let's make, you know, mayhem, and let's get our advance our progressive agenda and all that kind of stuff. And that's what we're seeing going on. So you see the peaceful, which, I mean, I don't even know if you see that much of the peacefulness.
A little bit.
A little bit. But then you see all these people that are, you know, they're going in the stores, they're going to the pharmacies and getting the opioids, and they're going into these.
But why are you seeing so much of that?
Because it's opportunist.
But, no, why are you seeing that? You said you're not seeing much of the peaceful. Why are you seeing so much of the violence?
I guess that's the media wants you to see that.
Right. They want to divide us.
Yeah.
That, you've got to remember that's what's going on here. In order to take this country down, it's necessary to divide us.
Yeah.
Black against white, poor against rich, exactly. You name it. Anyway, along racial lines, economic lines, anything they can do to try and to divide us.
There's another aspect of this too. It's a diversion. Yesterday there was a hearing to decide whether Hillary Clinton was going to have to testify under oath about her emails. Today, Rod Rosenstein testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee. There's a lot of information coming out about the abuses of power that went on under the last days of the Obama administration and during the early days of the Trump administration. This is a diversion.
You're right. It's right. And Diane, go ahead and finish yours.
So these people that are coming out of the stores and they have their boxes and they have this and they have that, you look at the expressions on their faces. They're happy.
Oh, yeah.
There's no sadness. There's no mourning. There's no, you know, solemn, you know, remembrance. There's nothing. They're happy because they've got the goods. They got free stuff. So I don't know. And then you get the people like, I don't know, maybe Cooper and all these other, you know, leftist governors. Well, we have to side with the protesters, meaning even these looters, we have to side with them because they're mourning and they're protesting.
That's hogwash.
Yes.
I know, but that's what you hear, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly what you hear. That's the take-home message that I get, and it's disgusting. I really think
that's
disgusting.
The point I'm trying to make here. The leftists, the liberals, the blue states, who want to make sure that Trump doesn't get reelected. Mm-hmm. They're trying to set up an environment so that he's going to take the blame for all of it, is what they want to do. It's not going to work because people are getting smarter and smarter every day. You don't know. I don't know. I just get so fed up.
One reporter that I was listening to interviewed one of the guys that were looting. And he said, are you protesting Mr. Floyd's death? And the guy said, well, maybe some of that, but really, I just wanted the money. I wanted to get everything I could for the money.
At least he was honest.
Yeah, he was an honest man, an honest thief.
He admitted to it. Melissa?
Well, I just want to say that, you know, as far as the media goes, really with everything, they really... You know, their taglines seem to be come together, unite, stand up for one another. There's no money in us being peaceful. There's no money in peace. There's no activity around peace. You know, if all they had to report on every day was rainbows and butterflies,
all right,
they would be out of jobs. There's no money if there's no wars. You know, they... Right. Go ahead.
The old printed line, if it bleeds, it leads.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right.
There's a theory that some of the world financiers have encouraged wars, too.
Right. Okay. I asked y'all to, you know, review rules for radicals.
Yes, you did.
In preparation for this, and we haven't touched on it very much, but there's a couple of things that came out in our conversation so far that fits right in with that. Let's look at rule number 7. A tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Don't become old news. Even radical activists get bored. So to keep them excited and involved, organizers are constantly coming up with new tactics. COVID. COVID.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Dragged on. Okay, we got to have something new. Okay.
close everything. What is it? We're now quarantined, and then don't open anything except in phases. And the first phase is the alcohol and the marijuana and the lottery stores. That's the first phase of necessary.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
ABC stores, you left those out. Liquor stores.
All right, rule number 8 right after that. Keep the pressure on. Never let up. Keep trying new things to keep the opposition off balance. As the opposition masters one approach, hit them from the flank with something new. Attack, attack, attack from all sides, never giving the reeling organization a chance to rest, regroup, recover, and re-strategize. And that's what's going on now with these riots and things. Now, folks, if you're not familiar with Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky put this book out back in...
71.
Yeah, 71. Yeah. And it's socialist and communist teachings. Unfortunately, a lot of our political leaders studied under him and followed him and got elected into office. Even our most recent past president was a big fan of Saul Alinsky.
You know, and by the way, if you engage in a conversation with somebody and all of a sudden they call you a racist and a fascist and a this, that, and the other thing, look up Saul Alinsky's rules, because it's just they're trying to ridicule you. They're not trying to engage in a meaningful discussion. They just want to ridicule you.
It really meant that you were doing a good job of explaining your position, because anytime a conservative is making good points, that's when they go straight for the name calling.
Right.
Yeah, I got called a racist, and I thought to myself, well, my grandchildren and my daughter-in-law would be surprised to hear it.
Well, you know, this organization's been called a racist organization unjustly, but it happened. And we've survived it, and we'll keep on going.
I've gotten to the point that I feel like when one of us individually or our organization is called names, it shows we're doing our job.
Right.
Well, I think that the term racism, when that's applied to people like us, it's, again, it's the narrative. It's what they've been taught for so long to just say, oh, you're racist, if we don't fall into. You know, I literally, right before we came on the show, read on Facebook, someone posted, and it's being reposted thousands of times, about your black friend. And don't say, it was awful, but what about the riots? Don't talk to us about Chicago. Don't talk to us about black-on-black crime. Don't talk to us about the looting. Don't talk to us about the rioting. Just make sure we're okay. So you're racist if you bring up facts. And, you know, when you talk to them about those facts, when you say, but the instigations, the rioting, the looting has nothing to do with what everyone empathizes with, an unjust murder. I mean, no human being is okay with that who has a heart. So, you know, it's the narrative. It's what they've been taught to just automatically jump on that. And it's not going to get anyone anywhere.
Rainer had a Facebook posting taken down.
You were policed.
Yep. Well, social media is being policed right now. You know, they're doing all this fact checking, and the fact checkers are some of the worst liberals that you could run across. It's all based on their view of the facts.
I think CNN is a fact chaser.
It was. It was the fact checker for Trump's tweets. Yes. Yeah.
That was ridiculous. Mm.
It is. And so there are all alternatives out there. Speaking of that, as far as getting your news, I heard a good recommendation today. Quit watching it.
Rush Limbaugh said that.
Yeah, quit watching it. And he's talking about your regular mainstream media because it's all poison. Quit watching it for a week or two and see if your whole life, your whole attitude doesn't change. There are a lot of alternative sources out there. It's still the news, more conservative.
I don't watch that kind of news, and Melissa does it for me. She reports in.
Well, even I have my times that it's just too much, and I do have to take. And you don't have to sit there and watch the entire thing and listen to their commentation on it. You can scroll through headlines and pick and choose, because it does, it gets too much. Just a real quick sideline there on the, like you brought up the story about the guy, the gun, and only we were shown that clip to promote the outrage. One of the MSNBC breaking headline news, and it showed a picture of the New York City skyline with fires everywhere. It was an image from the trailer movie War of Z.
The exact image from the War of Z movie. One on top and one right under it. It's the exact same image.
Absolutely disgusting.
They took a picture out of a movie trailer and tried to portray it as what was going on in New York. Yeah.
We had a CNN reporter standing in front of two burning buildings in the background and say, it's really been a mostly peaceful protest. Well, the neighborhood behind him is burning down.
And these guys are the fact checkers for...
Exactly. So that's my point is... You are being manipulated. You are being led around by the nose if you allow yourself to be.
But Rainer and I heard a report about President Trump walking across the White House grounds and going over to the, I think it's Episcopal Church across the street there, and saying some outlandish things. And we thought, well, gosh, that doesn't sound like what President Trump would do. So Rainer's smart. We went on YouTube. She looked up two or three videos that actually showed that. Two of them were exactly alike and had two different people telling them what was going on there, and they were portraying it a little bit differently, not much. But a third one was obviously chopped all to pieces, and they were saying that, you know, he got up there and said some awful things, and I don't know if it really came. We finally got to the conclusion that mostly what he did was he goes across there and raises up a Bible.
Right. Glenn Beck gave a valuable piece of advice this morning. Do not retweet or repost anything that you don't go out and fact check for yourself.
Because absolutely. Even if you agree with the statement, when you retweet it and it turns out to be false, that does nothing for what you're trying to, you know, put across.
All right. We need to take a real quick break, and we'll come right back and continue this.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. this Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina. Pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Mary, you had something you wanted to interject.
Hal just mentioned the chopping of a video that was on YouTube that made the president's speech look ridiculous. And I just want to point out that CNN was forced to admit today that there was no tear gas used in Lafayette Park and that they had misreported it. And of course, their misreporting riled people up. And I don't know how they managed to get held accountable, but we need more of that, because that was very misleading. And it changed the reporting from the fact that someone set fire to a church to outrage that the president went to that church. And that's backwards.
Well, right. It absolutely worked. That's their technique and the distraction, and it absolutely worked. I do want to also comment on Joe Biden gave a speech at a church. He did two different speeches, kind of his public announcement for the riots, or the protesting, I'm sorry. And he did one virtual, and then he did one in a church. The comments under that, I went to his page and watched the video to read the comments. Thousands of them. People, wow, I really doubted Joe there for a while, but you've got my vote in November. Wow, what a great presidential speech. You've got my vote. You know, where's all the gaffes? I thought he was getting old. This is great. I'm voting for you. Over and over and over and over again. You watch closely and you've watched enough of these speeches, you know when they're doing this, talking to you, they're reading off the two teleprompters. We know that, but they never backed out enough. They never showed the crowd. They never showed the in front of him. They only showed him. It was a speech written for him.
Right.
By someone who also wrote Obama speeches. And they're great. They're gifted. But this was a speech written for him, and the words had to have been really big, because he did do a good job and did not stumble over them. He did do a good job.
Right.
That one speech that someone wrote for you does not make you presidential. So if you think it's not, that you think Trump has this by a landslide,
no.
He
and
does not.
And let me,
these people are blinded. You have to get out there and vote and share your facts.
And let me point out something else to you. What you're saying there with all these comments, I understand that's disheartening when you see it. But you also have to remember, they're not all real people.
Well, but of course, I know that.
A lot of that, yeah, but I'm talking to the other listeners out here that don't know that. When you read all those comments and you feel hopeless, oh my gosh, you know, there's no way that we can win. Remember back to the last election. right up till the results were coming in and the polls were closing, and we couldn't win. We couldn't win. There's no way Trump could win. And what happened?
He won.
He did. They have bots. They have artificial intelligence that automatically generate these things. A lot of times, look at the name. It's not a real name. It's like a cartoon character name, or, you know, just some snarky name of some sort. Either if they are a real person, they're afraid to use their real name, or they're not a real person. They're a bot or something else.
Yeah, you know, Sleepy Joe must have taken some Hadacol to have enough sense about him to read that thing accurately.
I told Dad he must have gotten a really strong B-12 shot or something. They did something.
Right.
They did something.
Same theory.
Yeah. Well, folks, I hope we're making some sense to you, and we haven't lost you in thinking that we're a little bit crazy. Because we're a lot crazy. We know that. But still.
It does sound crazy, but... It's crazy to us that where we think this can't be true, this can't be real, but follow the facts, follow the
history.
Story. Look, it's out there. Do your own research. You'll be just as crazy as us.
And call me anything you want to. You can call me a racist if you want to, but, you know, I voted for Alan Keyes. Would have been the first black president, but the blacks didn't vote for him.
Mm-mm.
Okay, very well qualified ambassador. Okay, he ran for president. I don't know how many people in here are old enough to remember that. But anyway, I listened to Larry Elder and Alan West and Herman Cain.
How is Alan West doing? Do you know?
He's doing better now.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
But you take Larry Elder. Some people will say, okay, you're racist, and just because you listen to them doesn't mean you're not a racist, because they label them Uncle Toms.
Mm-hmm.
Candace Owens, you know. These are.
She is a pistol. I love her.
These are African-American conservatives.
They call them race traitors.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Larry Elder's got a documentary coming out called Uncle Tom. It's coming out, I think, Juneteenth.
Yep, 19th. Juneteenth.
And it's going to be really good, because he exposes how they've been fed a history that's totally false, a false narrative, to create this divide and this racism, and how the Democratic Party is responsible for most of that. And it's really amazing.
And it does. You can go to UncleTom.com to get more information on that.
Right.
I'm excited to see that. But just... use your brain when you're looking at the TV and these reports, and these people are crying out about racism and how nothing has changed, you know, in 20 years and nothing's changed. But the person telling me is a black reporter, a black mayor, a black governor, a black surgeon general. There was a black president. Please tell me. You live in the land of opportunity.
Right.
Back
we just
in
had-
the Jim Crow law, that could... Times that could not have happened. That would not have happened. It is happening now. Why? Because we have made progress. We have changed.
Recent administration, black president, two black attorney generals. I mean, you know, yeah. The racism is not here that was here 200
years ago. And the oppression. You're not oppressed. You have every opportunity.
Let me give you a good example of real racism, okay? We have a dear lady that works very hard to write articles for our County Compass newspaper. It's called the Trump Report Card. And she was writing about events that were going on at the time and how it was treasonous. And the whole story, the whole article was based on treason. She usually comes up with images that she posts with the articles that she writes that she feels relevant. So she posted a picture of a noose, strictly because what is the penalty for treason?
It's the death
penalty.
The death penalty.
Hanging.
And what in the past has been used as the method of the death penalty? Hanging. And that's, if you read the article, if you paid attention to what was being said, and some of the African American community did remark back that, hey, I read the article, and I didn't see racism in there anywhere. There was no racism.
No.
But we had a local pastor of a church start a almost all-out riot on Facebook. Yeah. That
attack.
We were a racist organization. It was a racist thing. They boycotted the newspaper that printed the article, and they did a lot. Now, that is racism.
Yeah.
That is real racism.
They were looking for something to take offense at where nothing existed,
right.
Which was very unfortunate.
And it happens all the time. Okay. Yes, I understand that there's history of blacks being hanged by the Ku Klux Klan, and that was wrong. It was also the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
So they voted and continue to vote in these people that are responsible for the bad history that they have, and they just keep putting them back in office over and over and over again. But then they take a totally innocent action by a person that hasn't got a racist bone in their body,
no.
Talking about an entirely different subject, treason, and there was no mention of race whatsoever, and label her and our organization racist.
And that goes back to the narrative. I mean, that's what is drilled into their head from the time they are born, that there is racism against you. You will be oppressed. You will be put down. You will be beat by the cops.
That's also a tactic
used. You know what? There was a time when I thought it was completely gone. I mean, I am very serious here. And there were blacks that I knew that had what I thought of as a loser's limp. They thought that the cards were stacked against them, in spite of the fact that I didn't see it. When Barack Obama was elected president, I didn't vote for him, but I thought to myself, at least this loser's limp will be erased. Everybody will now realize that we all have a wide open opportunity. It's up to us. We can create whatever sort of life we want to. Wrong.
Right.
He set back race relations in our country enormously.
Be careful now. You'll be labeled a racist just for saying that.
But I'm going to say what I mean, and I'm going to mean what I say. He was terrible for our country in many, many ways, and that's perhaps one of the very worst of them.
Right.
And most of the black population agrees with you. Those with sense, they agree with you. And it's not your white privilege is showing. I don't want to hear that, because I'm not the only one saying that. Go listen to Larry Elder, Candace Owens, Davis Harris. I mean, listen to them. They are saying the exact same thing.
Well, yeah.
They don't have white privilege.
I'm still waiting for my privilege to show up, because I work for everything I've got. Matter of fact, I put in years trying to, you know, work my way up the ladder. And guess what I ran into?
Reverse EEO. Discrimination.
Bringing people in off the street with no qualifications other than the color of their skin. But I'm the racist.
Yeah, well, that's not right either.
I think one of the funniest moments in recent years was a phone call made into the David Webb Show where a woman excoriated him for his white privilege because she didn't realize he was black.
I remember that.
It was absolutely hilarious.
Okay, we got to get a final break in here, and then we're going to come back, and Hal has some information to share with us.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills. Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Wake up! Have you seen what's happening to our country? Do you wonder why our elected representatives haven't done anything? Maybe they haven't heard from you. You do know that yelling at the radio or TV doesn't get their attention, don't you? But getting involved with a grassroots group like CCTA does. We're Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, and we have a proven track record of getting things done in local and state politics. Won't you consider joining the fight? Visit cctaxpayers.com today and click on the donate button while you're there.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
You're listening to CCTA Wake Up Call right here on The Talk Station, FM 107.1 WTKF Atlantic. CCTA Wake Up Call is a production of Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. And you can join us here every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for the best in conservative talk radio in eastern North Carolina. That's CCTA Wake Up Call. Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Hal?
Thank you, Rick. Well, this afternoon I got to wondering about the World Health Organization. You remember that President Trump put a hold on any funds being paid over to the World Health Organization. I wondered if that was still holding up. So I looked it up, and here's what I found, which really surprised me. President Trump and his top aides are working behind the scenes to sideline the World Health Organization on several fronts as they seek to shift blame for the novel coronavirus pandemic to the world body, according to the U.S. and foreign officers involved in the discussion. Last week, the president announced a 60-day hold on U.S. money to the WHO, but other steps by his top officials go beyond a temporary funding freeze, raising concerns about the permanent weakening of the organization amid a rapidly spreading crisis. At the State Department, officials are stripping references to the World Health Organization from viral fact sheets. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has instructed his employees to cut out the middleman when it comes to the public health initiatives the United States previously supported through the World Health Organization. In other words, we're going directly with whatever money we want to contribute instead of going through the World Health Organization by cutting out the middleman. Here's what kind of surprised me. That was written in the Washington Post, and the title of it is Democracy Dies in Darkness. Trump expands battle with World Health Organization far beyond aid suspension.
Wow.
So well, they cloaked good news with a nasty right. doom and gloom.
Well, you know, the World Health Organization is just like the UN. It's a globalist. It's useless.
Oh, I wish we'd get out of the UN and every one of those.
Get the UN out of the U.S.
Out of New York.
Yeah. And people are going to look back on this and they'll forget who did it. And they'll be thankful, just like him getting us out of China's
right.
grasp. You know, I had someone who asked me, well, actually, it was a neighbor who said, well, I don't know how you feel politically, but I can't stand Trump. And I said, I said, you know, I think he's really passed some great policies. And she was like what? And I said, you want to talk about China? Do you want to talk about the tariffs? You want to, you know.
How about the Iran deal?
Right. Well, I went on, but and she was like, yeah, I guess. I said, you have no idea. No idea how the being released from China is going to benefit us in the coming years. Yeah. I said, but you'll be thankful, but you won't remember.
On the other hand, I've got Trump 2020 signs on both sides of my cars, and I get thumbs up all the time.
Absolutely. The there you go.
Okay, well,
are you sure it's a thumb? I'm joking.
I haven't had any of those, but I wouldn't be surprised. Those California salutes you're talking about.
All right, well, we're running out of time, so let's wrap this show up. Folks, I hope you understand that we're just trying to share information with you and wake you up a little bit. That's why this is called Wake Up Call. This is really serious. It's time to wake up, folks. It's time to realize that you have been lied to. You have been manipulated. You're being fed a lot of misinformation in order to mold your mind in one way or the other. You might ask yourself, why are there so many young white people out participating in these demonstrations? Why?
Indoctrination.
Look at their teachers and their college professors. Mm-hmm. Look what they're being taught in school. Okay? Now, go back to the Bible. Jesus teaches you how to love everyone. And to love everyone doesn't mean you have to accept their sins or their bad deeds. It just means you love them as a child of God. It doesn't mean that you have to feel guilty for something that you had nothing to do with, which is a lot of what's going on nowadays, white guilt. None of us in here ever owned a slave. There's too much emphasis being put on the past. It's wiping out, like you said, Rainer, all the gains that have been made over the years.
And Rick, it's the past is being misrepresented in many cases, too. It's the lying doesn't have to do just with current events.
Right. The history has been manipulated. Folks, practice God's love, and you'll find that this division between the races and classes will go away.
Sure.
Because that's true love.
You talk to anybody very long, and you find that you have a great deal more in common than differences most of the time.
A lot of what you're seeing in the streets is not love. It's not true love. It's not, you know. Okay, I'm joining this crowd over here. We're all going to go do this. We're going to make a point. We're going to, you know. Yes, it's a noble thing that you're trying to do, but is it really true love? True love is when you go to those neighborhoods, you interact with those people, you help those people. You know, most of what you see that's being labeled as racism is not actually racism, it's classism. You look at a class of people, and they come in all colors. There's sorry, bad, evil people in all races.
Sure.
Okay? And they do.
And wonderful ones in all races.
Right. You know, some of the old narratives that the mental capacity of some races wasn't equal to other ones, that's all bull.
Sure.
All you have to do is look at, like, Condoleezza Rice and some of the names I've called off earlier. Brilliant minds. the doctor?
Ben Carson.
Ben Carson. Ben Carson, brain surgeon, brilliant mind, came out of poverty, out of the projects, out of a single mother family. And look where he's at now.
Education and attitude matter a whole lot more than point of origin.
So, you know, you will go out there and claim you're trying to, you know, show love. But at the same time, you'll turn around and call somebody that supports the Ben Carsons and the Condoleezza Rices and the Candace Owenses and the Larry Elders, and you call them racist. And you call the people they're supporting Uncle Toms.
Ridiculous.
Right. So don't try to pass that off as love. That's not love. That's being a part of a movement, or, you know.
It's destructive. It's
yeah,
harmful.
It is. It is. Well, I've rambled on and probably said too much, so we want to thank you again for tuning in to CCTA Wake Up Call. Hope you'll join us again next week, and maybe we'll have some better news for you.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Have you got a topic you'd like to hear discussed on CCTA Wake Up Call? Well, then contact us at cctaxpayers.com. Or email hal@cctaxpayers.com. That's Hal, H-A-L, at cctaxpayers.com. We're a conservative talk radio show, but we value your opinion and would love to have you join us. Again, contact hal@cctaxpayers.com.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake-Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.